This is it. This is the Business Greenhouse, and I'm Emmy Faust. I am recording some very short 5 or so minute episodes every day in the run-up to Christmas, bringing you strategies, tactics, and tips to help you grow a thriving business. So I hope you enjoy it, and let's get on with the show. Okay, so we are back today, continuing a bit with finance. I do kind of worry that people are going to be bored of the episodes that are around finance or banking or things like that, but I can't ignore them. It's such an important topic. If you haven't got your finances set up properly, then you are going to really, really struggle. So it's kind of pointless talking about marketing or strategic partnerships or any of those other ways to grow a business if you haven't got the foundation set up. So yesterday I was talking about finances, having the right accountants, the right bookkeepers, and understanding your financial statements. And today I was just going to talk about banks very quickly. A few thoughts about banks is watch your bank charges. I have worked with quite a few clients, some who have had exorbitant bank charges, and their banks have been charging them a huge amount. So do check what your bank charges are, because they can all add up, and something to definitely look out for. I don't know if you are buying products or services from abroad, but when we were running our media agency, we were buying, I think, maybe 6 different currencies. We were buying media from all around Europe, lots of different currencies. It wasn't just the euro then, and we were buying in dollars as well, and we were losing loads and loads of money every time we made a payment from our bank account, because we didn't realise that actually they were taking quite a big chunk, quite a big percentage on the payment every time we made it through. They were just giving us basically really bad exchange rates. So, you know, we were quite naive to that. We didn't realise until we were told by our non-exec director. And we then went and opened 6 different currency accounts, and we bought currency, and kind of I ended up trading currencies so that we made sure that we didn't get totally stitched up by the bank. So do watch out for hidden charges. That could be hidden charges, just, you know, your standard bank charges, which can all add up. But more importantly, if you're buying products or services from abroad and you're just making that payment straight from your bank account, if it's quite a lot of money, you could be getting charged a huge amount. And I know that we were saving thousands and thousands of pounds when we basically changed the way that we bought from abroad. So keep an eye out for charges. That is one thing to think about with your bank. A second one thing to think about, which is really important, is who has got access to your bank account. So obviously you will have access to your bank account. You're probably given your bookkeeper access to your bank account. You might have other people in the business who have access, but make sure that each one of those people have their own independent login, and that they can be tracked, what their activity can be tracked. And also make sure that nobody else can make payments on your behalf. So you definitely want to, even if you've got someone uploading those payments, it needs to be you that authorises them, and you need to check off that those are payments that, you know, you recognise and they're correct. I also do have heard 2 stories, both people I know, where payments have gone out of their business bank account to people that are associated with the company, and then it's quite difficult often to get that back. So make sure that it is only you that can authorise payments, even if you've got other people inputting them. And last of all, have a think about whether it makes sense to have another account for your VAT and for your tax. Again, quite often I hear about people, it's often with smaller businesses where it's kind of solopreneurs or just businesses with a couple of people, and there's money coming in and they don't put the VAT aside, they don't put the tax aside, and then it comes to the year end or to the VAT quarter and they're stuck and they don't have the money to pay it. So hopefully you are more organised than that, and you've got your ducks in a row, and you've got a really good bookkeeper or an accountant who is helping you, and you are aware of your VAT liabilities and what you're going to owe in VAT and tax. But if that is a problem, you can always put that money into a separate bank account, and then when your VAT bill is due and when your tax is due at the end of the year, you will have that money there and it won't be a mad sort of panic. So yeah, I know it might be boring, but banking and finance is super important. Have a think about if any of those things resonate with you, and if they do, then make sure you get them sorted. Catch up tomorrow. These are my short December daily episodes. I hope you're enjoying them, and do connect with me. Come and find out more at emmyfaust.com. That's my website, and you can also find me on most social media channels at emmyfaust. Thanks so much for listening, and catch you tomorrow.